yet another set of the friends and the pals. And the next scene was, as Sukadeva Goswami is describing this pastime, the Brahma, he couldn't believe his eyes. All the scoured boys are becoming four-handed forms of Vishnu. They all have crowns and they all have Pitambara, Aravinda Mitra, Purnendu Sundaramukha. They all have beautiful moon-like faces, lotus eyes, Pitambara, four hands, effulgence. Each one of them, all the form, all the coward boys, all the cows are transformed into. This was astounding experience, the display of Krishna's opulence. And the next thing, the next scene was, everything disappears. There's no one there. There's one person. There's Krishna. All those forms, four-handed forms, those Vishnu forms, Krishna forms, are not there. Only Krishna is there. And he's looking, calling out, Surabhi! Calling out the names of the cows, and searching, going here, going there, and Brahma is watching. Brahma bole chaturmukhe, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Mahadeva Panchamukhe, Rama Rama Hare Hare. And Brahma chants the holy name, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, and Shiva chants, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So that Brahma, he was amazed to see. He thought he would bewilder Krishna by exhibition of his own extraordinary power by hiding all the coward men, coward boys and cows. But that did not work out. Everything was going on, and then Krishna had become coward boys and coward the cows also. And now, and the final scene was that Krishna was by himself looking for the Brahma. Realizes his foolishness of trying to bewilder Krishna, which is impossible. And this was bewildering. This is the Brahma Vimohan Leela of the Lord. Brahma was bewildered. Brahma was amazed. Brahma comes to the senses. Brahma comes down. And he was still there, up there, on the back of the swan carrier. But now, as he realizes the blunders, the offenses that he had committed, he comes down, drashtva parena, quickly, avatirya, he comes down, he falls down, like a rod, kanaka dandamiva, prithvyam apu. Brahma has a golden form, and his four-headed form, and so many hands, he falls flat at the feet of the Lord. natva. And he's touching his head with all the crowns, touching the lotus feet. He's full of tears. His tears are washing the lotus feet of the Lord. His body is trembling. His voice is choked up. After a long time, Uttaya Uttaya Krishnasya Chirasya Padayo Patan, he gets up. And he's again, obeisances, gets up. Remembering the lotus feet, begging for forgiveness. And wiping his tears, eyes. And Brahma offers prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. The whole chapter of wonderful prayers, meaningful prayers. This is going to be homework for you to read through those prayers. The whole science of Krishna consciousness, science of who Lord is, what is his position, and what is the position of Brahma and Shiva and others, and us the living entities. This is all there. And this prayer, other prayers also, prayers of Brahma here. When we have extra time, we go through the prayers. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. And Brahma says, oh, fortunate. Nanda gopa brajo kasam. All those residents of Vrindavan, how fortunate they are. Yan mitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. Look, Lord has appeared in Vrindavan. And he has become friend of some of those coward men or boys. He has become son of those coward ladies and gentlemen, or giving that feeling of being a son. Yan mitram paramanandam, and is giving so much pleasure to all those residents of Vrindavan. How fortunate they are, how fortunate they are. Aho atidhanya vrajago ramanyaha mudha. And it goes on and on and on. And Brahma finally is circumambulated. Lord, Tri parikramya padayo, again obeisances, and swadhama pratyapadyata, and Brahma goes to his own abode. And he has released, returned all the friends of Krishna, all the cows. And Krishna found, a year ago he had gone to look for those cows. Today he found. But he's not thinking that after 1 year he has found them. Krishna is also thinking, this is the same day. And I found them. And he has returned with all those cows where the coward boy friends were sitting and eating lunch a year ago. And as they see Krishna returning with the coward and the cows, they say, hey, you're so fast, old friend. Krishna, you just now went and you have come back with the cows. We haven't even finished our lunch. In a few minutes you have come back. Was it after a minute? It was after 1 year. And when Krishna had returned, he still had that food stuff in his hand. Same food that a year ago he had held, thinking, I'll just come. I don't have a watchman. I'll just come back. And today he's thinking, I have just now come back, and all the sweet rice and this, he was holding some pickles here. They're all fresh. And he comes and joins his friend, and lunch has been completed. And in the evening, they're returning to their respective homes. And that day, in every home, as was kind of practice every day, cowherd boys, they used to share that day's experience with their parents. And come here, come, daddy! Come here, come here, come here! What's up? Come here, I say! Children would make parents sit down. You know today what happened? What happened? You know, we entered one big serpent. Really? Yes, yes, daddy. Got a big tunnel, it was dark. It was smelling very bad. And gradually there was some movement. Initially we thought this was a mountain cave, so we entered, but gradually we were realizing it was some big demon, you know, daddy. You know, this demon was waiting and waiting for Krishna also to enter his mouth. But when Krishna entered the mouth, this demon closed the mouth, but then Krishna, he grew in size. And forced this demon to open the mouth. And Krishna killed them. Then we escaped. We ran back through the mouth of the demon. Now we saved today by Krishna. Krishna again, Krishna. Well, everywhere. In each home is the talk of the town. There's no radio there to hear the evening news. Each cowherd boy, he was all day with Krishna. So all that experience, day's experience, they share with the parents. But this was, so that demon was a Abhasura. Was he killed that day? Was he killed that day? No, he was killed a year ago. The day the demon was killed, and then cowherd boys had gone to the banks of Jamuna, along with Krishna, sat down, and they were taking lunch, and they were stolen. And after 1 year, they were returned. And then they come back home and tell the story of the killing of Abhasura demon, as if that had happened that day. So Shukdev Goswami had briefly described this pastime to King Parikshit. And then Parikshit Maharaj had raised, what? How come the cowherd boys only after 1 year shared that Abhasura killing demon pastime with their parents? This question was raised. And then Krishna had to Sukadeva Goswami, and to describe this pastime of Brahma Mohan Leela, what happened during that entire year. So King Parikshit felt that Sukadeva Goswami is just summarizing, not giving me all the details. So as he inquired, King Parikshit inquired Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, he explained the whole thing, how come one year there was no talk of killing of Adhasura demon, and then through this pastime, and everything was clear to King Parikshit, and he was satisfied. Otherwise, Sukadeva Goswami was also very pleased that this question was asked by Nutana Yasi. Oh, by asking this question, you are making the pastime Nutan, new, ever new. Goyam Vadami De. It is something confidential, you know. I was trying to skip, but But you are such a very, very special devotee, disciple. I must share, even this confidential, I must share this pastime with you right now and here. And then Lord shared, Sukadeva Goswami shared that pastime with King Parikshit. And it gets compiled, becomes part of Bhagavatam, and then it reaches us all the way here in Durban, South Africa. What transpired 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan? You were there 5,000 years ago? Yes? I doubt. But for sure, if you were there then, you would not be here now. Those who took part and witnessed the pastimes of Krishna, they all went back to Krishna, with Krishna. So now, our turn is now. And we could hear these pastimes and enter this pastime, become eligible, qualified to enter Krishna's pastimes. So we'll sing a little and then we'll wind up.
Jashavati Nandana Vrajavaja Nagara Jashavati Nandana Vrajavaja
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you have enjoyed that. It's our first evening, and we've only gone until lunchtime. Tomorrow we'll continue from there. But remember, tomorrow evening, please, not cook dinner. Get home, freshen up, and get straight over here. Dinner is served at 6 p.m. and assembled here at 6:45. But now, before you go away, another highlight. His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, together with His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, will be up here in front, and you can make your way forward and come and meet them and get some prasadam also from their holinesses. So let's have another round of applause for His Holiness Sri Lokanath Swami Maharaj. His team, Ekalavya Prabhu on the trumpet. Devinath Prabhu on the violin. Vedanta Prabhu on the tabla. Mahabhagavat Prabhu on the mridanga. And of course, our chorus headed up by Sachi Devi Madhaji and their team, Yukta, Yaska, Rushen, and Tan Kadashi Prabhu. Let's have a nice round of applause for them. Thank you very much for spending this evening with us, and we look forward to having you tomorrow evening. Good night, Hare Krishna.